Hello everyone, good morning, good afternoon, good night. Welcome to Galva Unscripted. It's me again, your host Galva. Thank you for joining me once again on the show. And how are you? How is your day going? How has your week been? What is happening? You know, I always ask this question because you see Nigeria na big cruise. Nigeria na problem. I think we should be checking up on each other all the time to just know that, you know, we're all doing fine. At least you're doing fine. Like nothing is bothering you, because I'm on Nigeria. And Nigeria shall be good. We shall be alright. As for me, man, I have nothing to say, but thank God. I just came back from football. I'm really tired, like really tired. And believe me, being the best goalkeeper around, but I got loaded loads and loads of goals today, and it was like, oh man, you just want to forget, like, you know. But it's okay, we move. Some days are for you, some are not against you. Also, some against you, some are for you and some are against you. So yes, well, we lost, and yeah, we won the last year's competition, man, but we lost this one. So it happens, she happens, we have to get over it and go. So how has your week been? Mine has been really hectic. Like, I feel like some days you say you won't walk because you're lazy, and then when work shows, you start saying you're tired and all. I think for the past 1 week or so, like, the work has been piling up, like really piling up crazily. Like, I think, was it on Thursday or Wednesday, I like on my feet throughout, you know, going to court, going to this, writing this, researching that, going to police station, this, plenty things. Talk of that, yeah, police station. See guys, you think I'm trying to steal market here? I'm not trying to steal market, but please always have a lawyer's speed dial no matter what. Like, just be on good time, be greeting them once in a while, so that once problem come, you can call them and then shit would be solved. Yeah, so this week, yeah, there's this guy that comes for garbage disposal at the firm at which I work at, and he comes and just picks the dustbin and then brings an invoice at the end of the month, and he gets paid and all. So he's quite a medium skilled business owner. He has his trucks, he has his boys, like, you know, he has select houses where he goes to pack, get the trash and all, and he gets paid, man. So like, me, no business, he has his home, he has his family, living life, nobody has problem with nobody and shit. Yeah, and then we get a call after court on Thursday, and then like this man, it was on Wednesday, I think Wednesday, yeah, he calls us, and then he calls the secretary because, you know, they're on good terms with the secretary, and then she tells that he's been arrested, that the allegations that he poisoned a dog where he goes to, you know, get the trash and all, you know, and he has been arrested, and they are not lying to anybody. Like, how would he poison a dog? This guy, like, you know, we shall went. You know, he had not paid, like, he never even paid, like, at that point in time, but we got paid. So don't go and do pro bono work, yeah, unless the person is what to do pro bono work for, you know. So we go, and then he goes on to explain to me that these guys pass the front of his house always, and then they get, they come and they tell him that he brought GTF, that a young boy of like 15 came and said he saw him feeding the dogs, and he said which food does he have to eat, talk less of give dog food and everything, and then that two of the dogs are dead, and he should pay them 30,000 naira to like release, you know, to off the matter. And then he said he was not going to be shit, and they took him to police station. Like, they were GTF, but all the civilian GTFs, yeah. And when they took him to the police station, and then, you know, they thought it was like all those people that don't have maybe lawyers on speed dial or does not know lawyers and shit, so they kind of like held on to him. And then when we went to the police station, and then I introduced myself, hey, my name is Sleeman Galma, and I'm a lawyer, and I'm a national co and shit. And then I was like, this guy is my, he's a client of ours, and, you know, I want to know what happened, what was it, and what level of the investigation. And the DCO, like the person, the second in command to the DPO, was like, when he saw me, he got surprised, like, he like, this guy has a lawyer, you get, you know. And then he said, he's not his case, so let him call the IPO, and the IPO comes and then goes to, they need to go to investigation, they need to go and see the place, blah blah blah. I said, okay, when are you going to give me like bill and all? And he's like, no, you have to take it tomorrow. I said, nope, for what? Let's just do it today. And then he's like, go and come back and everything. I'm like, okay, no problem. I went back to the office trying to like put things in place to go and file a fundamental rights suit and shit. And then this guy called me around 5 that they had let him go, and they told him to be reporting, blah blah, they're still investigating and all. By Friday yesterday, like, the whole matter was dead, because you know they thought he did not have a lawyer and they would just chawuz him and just pass like that, because that's what police do, they usually do that. And they, maybe they have a deal with the JTF that always chawuz each other and then pass. But my guy, like, the guy was like, he saw like a lawyer's job, you get, and he saw the relevance to a certain extent. Because if we were not there at the point in time we came in, they're going to like maybe bully him and then collect money from him, and then that's how they keep bankrolling him, like he has money, let's be paying 20,000 here, 30,000 there, 40,000 there, and before you know it, like NSAS and everything, they just call him anytime you come and pick him, and it's shit, you know. And these people are his neighbors, for goodness sake. This poverty is not good. God, what am I saying? Like, how can you just see somebody making his business and like making his money a bit, like, and then you just come and start trying to, you know, dogs that he did not poison? Believe me, the witness they brought said that he said he saw him poison the dog like five days ago. The witness's father came and then he said like the boy has not been at home for like the past 10-15 days. How then did he see, you know, the poisoning happened? So it's just like trash. And then so that was like the highlight of my the more interesting highlight of my week, because I had like a wonderful week, but it was just busy and shit, you know. And then you go on to social media and then you keep on seeing things like insecurity, blah blah blah, and then they just ruin your week. Like, you will be happy, you're just coming in, and then you might get a bank alert, you know, you might get somebody smiling at you, girls in your DMs, you know, your boss telling you good job, and then you just turn on Twitter and then you see somebody 15 kidnapped, these people insurgent, and then it makes me wonder. Yeah, believe me, to a certain extent, yeah, let me tell you point blank, I didn't vote Buhari in 2015. I didn't even vote in 2015, yeah. But I thought he was like, he had good things. I voted him in 2019. I'm quite regretting to this point now. Because if I could get Buhari in if I can get him and he's like joint service chief plus the IG of police and then the Minister of Defense and everything, I just come and sit down, I just ask him one question, like, okay, guy, let's be frank. No, dolly, no minting of words, yeah. Tell me. I won't tell anybody, yeah. Is there any secret like to do this whole thing that we don't know? Just tell us, like, okay, and there is a cabal we're trying to fight, but you know, all these people, the heroes' past, the blood and sweat of our heroes' past will now be in vain. Yeah. And then, you know, by the end of December now, we'll catch them red-handed. Okay, just give me an explanation. Justify this. Even for goodness sake, justify it. Because I'm not seeing it. No, believe me, I'm not seeing it. Like, tell me how. You guys, this is getting out of hand. You know, people are dying, and then, you know, the service chiefs, they are just busy balling. They are just, no remorse, nothing. The IG is not busy. Yeah, every day you just say you're remorseful, you're sad that this happened. But tell me, what is it? What is it? There's no account. Nobody is resigning. Like, you can't follow the road, you can't travel by road, and then the air tickets now have been hiked. People are going for Christmas. How? What is wrong? The president is not saying anything. Nobody is resigning. No, is there no accountability? I just want to know. Like, Brian, can you tell me, please? Is there no... Tell me. Believe me, I won't tell anybody. Just give me an explanation that, okay, this is why this is happening. Okay. This is why this is happening. No, but don't tell anybody, shout, but guy, now why this is happening? And it will end. Give us hope. Give us a bit of hope that this is not going to, it's not going to happen again. But, you know, that guy would just be there changing caps, doing babariga. People are there chopping money. They're not even resigning. That's like, no, we hate each other. Let's just be frank. We hate each other in this country. You know, we... See, at this point in time, I feel Tujagba is like the next move. I don't know, but man, I feel it's like it's just the best move. You just don't need to go to Europe itself. You can go to maybe Gambia, Senegal, Ghana, and go and sit down. Just build your business and just calm down. Just be there, you know. And then live life, you know. Me, I feel as a Muslim, what you're supposed to do is just worship your God and, you know, believe and everything. But how would you worship your God when you are scared so kidnappers will come to your house, you're scared to follow the road, somebody will kidnap you, you're scared for you to leave your child at home because rapists and predators will be around you. But we don't... They swear for us. We shall be all right, last. We shall be all right. We shall be all right. I believe so. But, you know, we have to do something about it. Yeah. Why? We have to do something about it. Sha, let's not talk about these ingrates, these people that we voted in. I believe it's part of our fault. We voted them in, and 2015 and 2023, we are going to vote them again in. But God forbid, bad thing. Let's just move on. So, my topic for D, yeah. Make it more silly. So I was watching this movie yesterday, She Girl. Yeah, she's one of my favorite actresses. Like the way she lives her life, like her on screen and off screen character, like it's really mad. I really love She Girl. So this movie is named, it's titled Make It More Silly. Make it, let me say, like an Igbo person, Make It More Silly. You get, so what happened in this, the long and short of the story is she's like, spinster in her 30s, and everybody's getting married. Even the people she backed on her back, getting married, and you know the aunties will just come and then she has a friend that gives her a strings of dates, and you know, mystery caller. She works in a radio station. There's this mystery caller that comes with his busy voice, and then come and tell her sweet things, sweet nothings, and then she be falling. You get, and then, you know, after a string of bad days, which includes her, you know, going out with her friend's boyfriend, who is come at to start with, you know, she finally stands up to her aunties and then gets her dream guy at the wedding, which one of her former boyfriends was getting married to her cousin. You know, be like all this comedy shit. Yeah, it was like really nice, like to get the edge of things. And then I wondered, like, be that serious and all, yeah. But this is our typical Nigerian society. The moment you get to a certain level, everybody wants you to get married, like they are going to provide for you when you get married. Like they'll be like, what is wrong, are you impotent, don't you have boyfriends? They'll go as far as hooking you up. For me, hooking person up, like me now, I think hooking me up with somebody is going to be a very, very bad idea, because I like what I like, man. Unless I see that person and then, okay. But I like what I like, and I'm going to definitely maltreat the person that you hook me up with, unless I like the person, you get. But I feel people should learn to mind their business, especially aunties and uncles and all the people that want to come and eat rice and tell you they have moral police, but you check on their children, they cannot even take care of the children, but they feel that at every point in time they come and tell you, this is it, marry this, and then when the marriage start having problems, they tell you to go and sit down and then, you know, maintain your husband, maintain your wife, blah blah blah, you know, cheating this, cheating that. At the end of the day, yeah, what I'm trying to tell you, don't let anybody go and pressure you to go and get married, yeah? Marriage is, it's not an easy thing. It's something delicate, something divine, something out of this world. And then you just come and get pressured to go and get married and go and you can't do yourself long kid. And then you start regretting, and then you start hating the person, and then, you know, like a lot of people, like in the, like especially in the north here, like guys, like they just, all these bougie boys, like, you know, they, like they got married, arranged marriage and everything, and then when the first line they come to you with, it's when they're looking for you, like, and you find out they're married, it's like, my wife is not the person I wanted to marry, you get, they forced me. And then there was a time I was at the cafe, and like some bunch of boys are like, they knew the guy's wife and everything, and he was busy about marching the girl, like it was bad. I was like, no, don't do that, man, don't do that. You know, you, as long as you're Northern, you're Muslim, you're allowed to marry for, don't let anybody come and don't, you don't need to badmouth anybody to go and get married again, you get, don't go and pressure. Like I feel when it comes to three things in life, yeah, marriage, that, and wealth, it's just time. When it's time, you're just going to get into it, you're just going to get it. Don't let anybody think that you want to, don't let anybody force you into using that timeline, because you have different timelines and shit. Yeah, so you know, everybody pressure to get married, want to get married, you want to have it. I have a child. Like in the north here, like they be like, ah, my child will go. It's but me and you and you. There's this thing they tell you that you and my child will look for the same baby. Yeah, so that you forced to go and get married. And again, you and go and go to the house. They're not enjoying the marriage, but what people will say is what is, you know, bothering them. But the most, don't allow that happen to you, man. Just wait for your Mr. Right. Like I feel Mr. Right or Mrs. Right is on the way coming, and they are riding on their horse and in a car society, and they're in a hold up, and then they oh my god, I should stop watching very good movies. Yeah, but yeah, Mr. Right is on the way, Mrs. Right is on the way, so just wait, and when it happens, it's gonna be beautiful. Like Chigo met her friend the Mr. X at the end of the day, it's gonna be beautiful. So yeah, don't let anybody force you to go through their timeline, and don't let aunties and uncles just tell them that, like I tell them now, when I get to my soon, inshallah, soon. The soon might be like the second coming of Christ though, but you know, but soon, you're gonna get married, very soon. But don't let anybody force you. That's my thing for today. And you know, don't go out meeting people to the extent that that's just what you have in mind, relationship. Just let it blow up. It's beautiful when it blows on it, when you ease into it like ice water and shit. I should stop right now. I have a wedding, I have a burial, I have plenty of things to do today. So yeah, that's why I'm recording early. So but yeah, my colleague is getting married today. Happy married life. He's a magistrate. So happy married life in worship. And then my friend's dad that died is going home today. So Natasha, may so rest in peace and peace out. Thank you for joining me, and this is me heading out. I have a choked up day, so please pardon me. I'll have continued ranting, but you know how it is. So see you next week. God bless you. Stay safe. Calm down. Please reach out to your neighbor, reach out to your friend, reach out to your family, ask them how they are. Because Nigeria right now, our cruise, man, we need each other. So, and with each other we can survive it. Thank you very much. See you next week. Bye-bye.